I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, if you're not listening in southeastern Wisconsin on 540 AM WAUK, not to worry. We've got you covered statewide and beyond. Just download the Civic Media app from your favorite app store. It's free. Share with everybody you know, and you can take Civic Media's incredible talk radio lineup with you wherever you may be. Of course, you can always listen to us at the Civic Media website, of course, on TuneIn, Spotify, on Apple Pods for our older programs, even yesterday's, as well as on TuneIn. Civic Media's got a YouTube channel. You can listen also and watch me on my Instagram and X handles at Maggie Dawn Show. So many ways to access our talk lineup, because we're all about real news and great conversation, and we certainly are going to have some things to talk about today. I'm going to break down for you my 10 takeaways from the Jack Smith January 6th insurrection report. I've read it. There's a lot. I can fully say that in the slightly over 24 hours, I have not been able to read every single footnote in detail, and there are a lot of footnotes because there is a lot of evidence. But I've read the rest of it, except for the footnotes in detail, and I think I've got 10 really good takeaways for each of you. I have stayed away from commentary on this because I wanted to give you my unvarnished, unbiased take. So we got that coming up for you. If we've got time today, I'm going to squeeze in some of my commentary and thoughts about the more eyebrow-raising moments in Pam Bondi's Senate confirmation hearing that occurred this morning. Of course, she was Donald Trump's second pick for attorney general after the Matt Gaetz debacle went kablooey. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about Pam because it was a little weird. I got to tell you, it was strange. So if we don't get to that today, I will share that with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We've got our weekly segment with Emily's List. We call it Sounds Like Change. We're going to talk about all of the new women in this 119th Congress and what they may be bringing to the table, why women in Congress may be an important bulwark against Trump 2.0. And to close out the day today at 3:30, and I'm trying out a new segment with each and every one of you, because again, the news, it comes fast and furious. It's going to be insane during Trump 2.0. We've got to figure out how to stay healthy, healthy physically and mentally with one another. So I'm introducing a new segment today. It's going to be every Wednesday at 3:30. It's called Over the Hump, as in Wednesdays are hump days, Over the Hump and Trump. And we are going to talk about and sort of ground ourselves, if you all don't mind, in what I'm going to call like my six wishes for 2025, or my six intentions for 2025. Which are, I've talked about these a bit last Wednesday as well, to move more, play more, create more, connect more, rest more, and laugh more. And so each week we'll, pick one or two of those and we'll talk about them together. Like, what are you doing to check out of the politics and into your connections with friends and family and community? How are you recharging? Because we need to do this. And again, on Wednesdays, on hump days, hump days after what are usually fire hoses of news days on Mondays and Tuesdays that usually involve the great orange man. Yeah, we're going to get over the hump and Trump together every Wednesday at 3:30. Today, I'm going to be talking about like creating and like opening up our creativity. And what does that really require? Because it seems like social media and the news cycles, guilty as charged, part of it myself, it seems that they have really claimed our attention, right? That the commodity of today, the driving force behind so many products, it's all about our attention and the capitalism that is fueled by the attention and what it takes to get it and keep it. So we're going to talk a little bit about today. So we got all that planned for you today. But everybody, I have a little story for you because some wild business just went down outside my house. I love a good sandwich. Y'all, I mean, like, love a good sandwich. My college roommate and I, we had, like, sandwich making contests, and people have got all kinds of opinions. You have pro-avocado camp, the pro-onion camp, the anti-avocado and onion camp. It's got to be a pickled onion because you don't want the bad. Okay, we can go. I love a good sandwich. So I will all often order from my favorite sandwich joint, like this very customized sandwich that I love a lot. It's got sprouts. It's got cucumbers. It's got a schmear on it. I love this stuff. I order up my favorite sandwich. I never get down there when the guy delivers the sandwich. It's two flights of stairs downstairs. It's cold outside. It's like nature's best refrigerator, right? I don't got to get my sandwich right away. So I get the sandwich delivered. Guy texts me. Okay, check, Roger. It's there. Thank you very much. I always tip my delivery drivers. And about, I don't know, 5 minutes later, I hear my doorbell ring. Now, this is weird. I know I don't have any packages coming. So I yell down, I'm coming. And I come, you know, hurtling down my stairs, get to the front door, open it up. It's a neighbor that I've seen walking his dog a few times. And he's like, did you just order a sandwich or some food or something? Yes. He's like, well, that guy just took your bag. And this is like a little bit after the delivery guys told me that he just dropped it off. He said, well, that guy just took your bag and is walking down the street. And I just, you know, Maggie Dawn doing some Maggie Dawn is like, hey, dude, can I have my sandwich back? And like waving my arms. I'm out there like my dog squawking. And I take a little, you know, take a little jog. Hey, man, that one's mine. Sorry. Hey, can you bring that back? And guy kind of looks at me and he like waves back and like ducks between a couple of houses. I'm so crushed, right? Because I have been craving this very special sandwich all day long. So I get back, go back in, pick up my work where I left off. All right, cool. A few minutes later, I hear some more loud talking outside. Dude's back with my bag with the sandwich in it. Kid you not. And he's like chatting it up with my neighbor. It's more jawing. And the neighbor's like, can you just put her sandwich down? I open up the window and he's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Which house is yours? I'm like, this one with the door right in, like right below me, right where I'm talking. And he's like, where do you want me to put it, over here? Or clearly the guy was trying to make like, I didn't just swipe your sandwich, lady. So I just said, leave the sandwich, please. And I'll come down and get it, man. And in the 2 minutes that it took for me to get downstairs, sandwich was there. Guy that took it, nowhere to be seen. I was actually hoping he would stay there because, man, if you are hungry and you need this sandwich more than me, I will happily give it to you, brother. But, like, just ask me for the sandwich. Don't swipe the sandwich. Swipe. That's our Wednesday. Don't swipe the sandwich, right, Cardi? Like, leave the sandwich alone. Oh, my God. For real, though, I was like, I cannot believe this dude just swiped the sandwich and then came back. The stealth swipe of the sandwich, and he returns then with the sandwich, literally sandwich-handed. It's a little bit like red-handed, but like sandwich-handed. Do you have a favorite sandwich, Cardi, my friend?
I am a gyro type of person, or gyro, however they pronounce that.
It depends on where you're at, yeah. You know?
That's my
Now,
favorite.
Do you like the straight, like, traditional gyro off the spit? Shave that puppy in the pita with the cucumber sauce, the tzatziki and the onions and all that good stuff. The fully loaded gyro.
Yeah, that's it right there. You got it right on the head.
Oh yeah, I do love a gyro myself. I may have gone to Oakland Gyros a few too many times when I was in college. A little late night schnickety schnack about the gyro. I mean, I. If it is good, I am all about it. Ditto in Madison when I was in law school. There is a gyro joint that's basically right on State Street. That place, you want to know where the party in Madison is on a Friday or Saturday night? Like, go hit up the gyro joint on State Street. Everybody and their cousin is in that joint getting their gyro. And I especially like a gyro when it comes with like piping hot French fries right out of the fryer, where they're like too hot to pick up. That will cure what ails you. Of course, also everybody eat your vegetables. That's why you got to get the onions and the tomatoes on the gyro. Can't just survive on gyro meat and French fries alone, y'all. Get your tzatziki sauce. It's like vegetable adjacent. There's cucumbers in there. I don't mean to promote unhealthy eating. We got enough of that going on. But yes, those are a couple of the things that I really enjoy. Folks, that is Cardi, my friend, on the board, producer extraordinaire. My name's Maggie Dawn. I don't just talk about sandwiches. I promise everybody it is a political talk radio talk show. And we got some real news today to talk about. We got Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing in the Senate. I want to share all of my thoughts about Jack Smith's January 6th report. There is some really, I think, unusual and notable takeaways that get beyond sort of the technical legal slog that that report is in many ways. I'm going to break down Maggie's top 10 takeaways on Jack Smith's January 6th report and what that means for you and your family as we are looking at the confirmation of the next attorney general. These last 2 days have had these weird echoes, right? You got yesterday, I spent the first hour of the show talking about the lawless Aileen Cannon, the woman that had been until recently overseeing the criminal case against Donald Trump for stealing our super secret spy documents. And at the same time, we had in the U.S. Senate the confirmation of Pete Hegseth for the Secretary of Defense. Those things are linked together, people, right? They're linked together because they both have to deal with our national security. And again, today, we've got the linkage between the Jack Smith report and what it means, what it says about the rule of law and the fair-handed ideal that our system of laws tries to achieve every day. We fail at it, but the idea that this is the ideal, while at the same time, a personal loyalist, a partisan in a confirmation hearing to become the next U.S. Attorney General, who would, of course, control special counsels like Jack Smith. Past is prologue, y'all, and I will break it down for you when we come back. I got to take care of a little bit of business. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're not going to want to go anywhere. We dissect the Jack Smith January 6th report next. Keep it locked and then join us. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.